I am Canadian. I am a resident of the province of Saskatchewan. So I did my bachelor's here at the University of Saskatchewan, where I happen to be now professor here in the Department of Music.
That's the voice of Glenn Gillis. The faculty member at the University of Saskatchewan earned his PhD in music education right here in the MU School of Music back in 1995. My name is Trevor Harris, and Gillis is my centennial year interview this hour on Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5.
A lot of times these things are through connections. I did my master's at Northwestern University, made a connection with Dale Lawness, who brought me, actually was one of the reasons why I went down to the University of Missouri, and he was the director of bands, and so that was kind of my connection there, and pleasantly surprised that what a great group of faculty, my advisor when I was working on my doctorate at the University of Missouri was Wendy Sims, and I know Wendy is still there. Dr. Sims had a great influence on me as well. So there was, you know, there's connections, and then from there I made more connections.
What were you looking for in a PhD program when you came to Mizzou?
Well, my background, I was a music educator, a band teacher for a number of years, and then when I launched off to do my master's, did my master's in music education. So I wanted a kind of a blend of with music education, yet conducting, which I did through Dale Lawness. And the other important thing that was to me was the performance aspect, because I'm a concert saxophonist. And so what was very appealing about the University of Missouri was the flexibility. Working on a PhD, yet there's the performance component with my playing was welcome, and also the conducting performance or aspect of my degree as well. So it was kind of a really good fit for me.
And how many years did you spend here in Columbia?
I was there from 1991, fall of 1991, and then I graduated in the May of 1995.
So tell me about those 4 years. You mentioned Dale Lawness and Wendy Sims. When you look back now, 20-plus years have passed since earning the degree here. What stands out as memorable experiences during your time at Mizzou?
The overall arc of my education. I had already been a teacher and taught for a number of years, so I recognized the faculty were great to work with, and such a wide variety of people that I got to work with. Wendy Sims, Martin Burgee in music education, Dale Lawness, of course, with conducting. There was other people like Barbara Wood, who taught bassoon, became good friends, and the people that played in the Missouri Wind Quintet. Also, Michael Buds, who is still there, quite an interesting individual. And also, there was other Professor McKinney at the time. Melvin Platt was the department chair of the School of Music at the time. So, and I'd never known anything about Missouri. I'd never been to Missouri before until I had this opportunity to start studying there in the fall of 91.
That is the voice of Dr. Glenn Gillis. He's a professor of music, specifically teaches saxophone, conducting, and music education at the University of Saskatchewan. He earned his PhD here at the MU School of Music back in 1995. Glenn, can you possibly sum up what Mizzou gave you?
I think a well-rounded education. The package, when I looked at it, getting the conducting aspect, the music education aspect, the research aspect, and also the performance aspect, I thought it was, it ended up being a great fit. The study that I did for my dissertation was kind of indicative of a lot of the blend of this, where I did an experimental study. I was gathering information on audience responses when I performed. And with the guidance of Dr. Sims, it worked out where all my interests were in music, music education, music and conducting all came together.
That's the voice of Dr. Glenn Gillis, the professor of music at the University of Saskatchewan, earned his PhD here at the University of Missouri back in 1995. He's been my centennial year guest this hour on Mizzou Music. Dr. Gillis, thanks for making the time to visit today.
My pleasure.